Because, look, I've been coached by Nick Saban. I know what he requires. He prepares you for the pros. He teaches you next level. And that's not just because he works at ESPN, folks. Guy is the master. He knows how to get guys ready to play at this level, especially in the secondary.
That other quarterback, by the way, to say, where's Kool-Aid? Where's Kool-Aid McKinstry?
Yeah.
Good player with a great football IQ. He has the injury.
That's right.
He still ran 4.47.
Yep.
It's a lot better than that 4.54 people were projecting.
Yeah.
Kool-Aid McKinstry was right there with Arnold. We're actually ahead of Arnold for most of his career. Started as a freshman. Mm-hmm. Can return punts. He is a borderline late first, early second. Mm-hmm.
That loud cheering you're hearing behind us, Arnold is addressing the crowd here in Detroit as the newest member of the Lions. He's got a big personality in the fans. Cheering along and loving it. And he is now with Molly. Subway brings us down to the stage. Molly.
Darion, we saw a lot of emotion out of you in the
Oh, we were going to the podium right out of the break. We were not. We were fooled a little bit, but that's all right. Packers, the pick is in. They were gearing up like they were going towards the podium, but instead we're getting a Terrion Arnold interview with Molly McGrath. And then we'll go to the podium. So here's where we stand. We are not going to take another break until the Cardinals make their pick. So we're three picks away. The Packers, the Bucks, then the Arizona Cardinals. Once again, kind of repeating how we do things here on our draft show, we will not tip picks if we see them on Twitter. We will tip trades if we see them on Twitter. But we will never tip picks. We will enjoy it naturally in the moment. But a player of great interest to Luke just went and Terrion Arnold. A player of great interest to Wolf is still very much out there in Graham Barton at number 27.
And this could be it right here.
And you're worried he's going to the Packers here at 25.
This could be it right here, David Charles Burns. Yes, number 25, the Green Bay Packers. They brought A.J. Dillon back. You know A.J. Dillon. 250 pounds.
I know you're a fan of A.J.
Run
Dillon.
You over. A.J. Dillon, right? Brought him back. Let Aaron Jones go and sign Josh Jacobs. Free agent contract, Josh Jakobs.
Yeah.
David Bakhtiari, they lost him. Now all of a sudden, they need an offensive lineman. And Graham Barton can play anywhere across the board. Right tackle to left tackle, including center. That is a rare, rare specimen. And because of that, I think that's who's going right here.
I mean, look, I appreciate the passion as always. No, I really do. And there's not a but in this. It sounds like I'm gearing up towards a but. There's not. There is nothing wrong with the Cardinals taking an offensive lineman at number 27. Nothing at all. I believe this front office puts a value on those positions more than the previous one did. So there's nothing wrong with that at all. Let's see if he ends up getting there, or let's see if the Green Bay Packers spoil Wolf's party the way the Lions just spoiled Luke's party.
The most awkward part is going to be if he's there at 27 and the Cardinals don't take him. That's what we really need to prepare for here, Burns.
Well, then we just have to question Wolf's influence within the Cardinals organization.
Which there is none.
We have to wonder just how loud his voice is.
This is their chance.
Let's go to the podium.
That.
See what the Packers do.
With the 25th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Green Bay Packers and hosts for the 2025 NFL Draft select Jordan Morgan, tackle, Arizona.
Jordan Morgan, offensive tackle, Arizona.
The three-year starter played the most consistent football of his career in 2023 after an ACL tear late in 2022. Morgan is effective in pass protection, but he really excels in run blocking. The left tackle doesn't possess the ideal length for that position at the next level, so would he be willing to move to guard? Morgan says he is not opposed if that's what his next team needs, but he believes he plays his best football at left tackle. Scouts believe he will be a quality starter once he shores up his strength and power. NFL comp, free agent tackle, Charles Leno Jr.
This 2024 NFL Draft Player Profile is brought to you by Bud Light.
Wolf is so excited.
I know. He's like giddy over here.
He's so excited.
No, I mean, honestly, Jordan Morgan to me plays high. He's a guy that, based on what I've seen, plays, and when I say that, based on things I'm talking about, obviously playing the game of football, and he plays in a very upright kind of way, as opposed to getting his pad level and sinking his butt a little bit down. He's a good football player. I'm not saying he isn't. Obviously, he's drafted in the first round. And at the same time, I'm surprised. I thought that was Graham Barton right there.
Yeah. Well, the much like the Atlanta Falcons, way back at pick 8 when they took Michael Penix Jr., the Tampa Bay Buccaneers must be very, very convicted about who's there and what they're, because the pick's in. The pick is in.
Wow. There we go, David.
It's done.
They ran it up there.
The Arizona Cardinals just tweeted that they're on the clock. So the pick is in. Cardinals are now on the clock. Again, we don't tip picks, so I'm not going to tell you what is happening with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but I will tell you, and I'm trying not to look because I want to be surprised like everybody else, but there will be no trade up for the Cardinals. They're on the clock right now. The Bucs pick is in, and if it's not Graham Barton to Tampa Bay, then yes, Luke, we're going to be in that awkward position of potentially Wolf's dream guy being there at number 27,
yeah,
and the Cardinals taking a pass. Are you prepared for 4 hours of that tomorrow?
I'm not prepared for anything that's about to happen. He's either going to go and Wolf's going to be miserable, the Cardinals are going to pass on him and Wolf's going to be miserable, or they're going to take him and I'm going to be miserable. So there's really no winners here at this point.
Look, right now, I thought Graham Barton would already be gone. I did. I thought he'd already be gone right now. So maybe there's something there. Again, we're talking about the interviews and the interview process. How many of you guys have actually interviewed Graham Barton? I haven't, okay? But I guarantee you, Monty Ossenfort and, of course, the Arizona Cardinals and the scouts, they have. And maybe they didn't like what they were hearing, whatever it may be. Uh-huh. So that's the part of this whole thing that I always hold in reserve, because I don't know what they know.
Yeah, I always think, too, that this part of the draft is littered with guys that we probably all thought were going to be taken sooner than they were,
yeah,
right? Like, because we all come into this like different varying levels of expectations, and based off of how many mock drafts you saw or what you know, like, I think there's a lot of names where, oh, but I didn't think he'd be there. I didn't think he'd be there.
We've seen like 50 names mocked in the first round,
yeah,
I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, when you're trying to mock these things, trying to mock the second half of the first round, it's impossible.
I would agree with that. But Barton, yeah, in particular, because we've been watching him so closely because of Wolf, and then Terrion Arnold, those two names in particular, I thought Arnold would be gone by like 15, and Barton, it sure seemed like he was moving up to be a top 20 guy. So, but you're right, though, Burns. I mean, they're going to get a guy at 27 that I didn't think would be available.
So the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they need edge. They need interior offensive lineman. They need a corner as well. And there are some really good corners that are still out there right now. And the one corner that I love is Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Yeah. Well, because
I've been talking about that.
You've been talking about Alabama corners that,
yes,
work with Nick Saban, which,
yes,
is another reason I wanted Terrion Arnold. But Kool-Aid,
yes,
McKinstry is still out there.
I think Terrion Arnold is a more talented version of Kool-Aid McKinstry. I think Kool-Aid McKinstry is a dog.
I was only saying, I got Erin Maloney's attention because I think she thought something was wrong. Only because you said interior offensive line,
right,
and I was,
right,
you know, thinking
there
of
you
your
go
guy, Graham Barton.
Every team needs an interior offensive lineman.
Yeah, every team needs multiple interior offensive linemen,
just
right?
Think it's what it would mean,
you cannot
though,
have
honestly
enough of those guys.
Can you imagine what it would mean to Kyler Murray if, in fact, they drafted Marvin Harrison Jr. and then an interior offensive lineman named Graham Barton? We're not fooling around here, okay? We're going to have an offense that is going to just kick you in the teeth from the very get. That would say an awful lot to my franchise quarterback.
All right. They're showing us the aerial shots. It looks like we're doing an interview right now, so maybe we're still a couple of moments away from the Buccaneers and
maybe
what they're going to do.
Maybe you could get Graham Barton at 35. Maybe you could.
Maybe you could.
How about that?
Or maybe you
could. Maybe he's falling.
Maybe you get some of the corners at 35.
I'm amazed that they're going to have the opportunity to get one of these corners. There's only two off the board, and they're picking 27.
Well, and I hate to keep pounding the table on this one, because I'm really not, like, trying to give off this impression like I'm obsessed with this or anything, but you get into the second round, if they even want to move up a spot or two in the second round to get a corner that might be slipping a little bit, they certainly have the ammunition to do that tomorrow, first thing if they wanted to, right? They could do that.
They've got those assets in the third round. It's not that. It's a lot easier to move up from 35 to 33 than it is to move up from 8 to 4 or whatever.
Yeah. The pick is in. We are still awaiting the commissioner to see what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to do. This has taken a while. I mean, the Cardinals...
Well, now they have a band on stage.
The Cardinals have basically been on the clock for the better part of the last 7 or 8 minutes. So we might have some rapid-fire picks here because the Cardinals, the clock is almost done. I think we're ready to go to the podium. Let's see if Ron Wolfley has his heart broken here on... That sound
really? On live radio.
Really? On live radio.
Everybody zoom in on Wolf.
Everybody take a look at Wolf and let's see, does his heart break with this pick? Let's go to the podium.
Here, let's find out.
With the 26th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers select Graham Barton, center Duke.
Graham Barton, offensive tackle, Duke.
It is easy to love Barton with his strong grip strength and lateral quickness. During his 3 years at Duke, he started 39 games, 34 at left tackle and 5 at center. It's those 5 starts at center that's intriguing NFL teams. Barton does not have the usual length and power of an offensive lineman, but those weaknesses could be his strengths if he moves to play inside. With an improvement to his redirection skills and speed, he could be a Pro Bowl caliber guard in the NFL. NFL comp, Cody Whitehair.
This 2024 NFL Draft Player Profile is brought to you by Bud Light.
It's just wrong. It's just so wrong. I mean, the team before? Honestly, that's going to be my first question to Monty. We talked about Monty.
Yeah.
Hey, were you going to draft Graham Barton at 27? I mean, oh my goodness.
He's going to be expecting Marvin Harrison Jr. questions. The first question is going to be about a guy they didn't get.
As soon as you said they need interior offensive linemen, I thought this goose is cooked.
Yeah.
It's done. It's
there
not...
it was.
All right. So, Wolf, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's
very
right.
Sorry.
Let's get over it.
I do feel your pain, though, that it was the pick right before. That
yeah,
is,
I
that
know.
Is the
that
worst.
Was.
Yeah.
Shake it off.
All right. So the Arizona Cardinals are on the clock. It's the 27th pick. It is here. Mel Kiper Jr.'s best available players right now, according to his list. Number one is Iowa corner Cooper DeJean. Number two is Illinois defensive tackle Jerzon Newton. Number three is Clemson cornerback Nate Wiggins. Number four, let's go to the podium and see what the Cardinals are going to do.
Wow, not wasting time.
With the 27th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Darius Robinson, defensive tackle, Missouri.
Darius Robinson, defensive end, Missouri.
Much like popular shirtless 80s cartoon hero He-Man, Darius Robinson has the power! The 6'5 senior is extremely strong and long, with a muscular frame and a great motor. He was first-team All-SEC in 2023 with career highs in tackles, sacks, and QB hurries. His rush can be a bit predictable at times, and sometimes he plays out of control, but he has all the raw ability to succeed at the next level. NFL comp, Desmond Bryant.
This 2024 NFL Draft Player Profile is brought to you by Bud Light.
All right, the pick is in. And it is Darius Robinson, defensive tackle out of Missouri. Wolf, your impressions. Yeah.
You know what I got to tell you, man? I love this pick because the guy's a dog. This is the guy I was talking about earlier. Yeah, you brought him up, Luke. And Darius Robinson is a dog. There's no doubt about it. What's interesting about this guy, you can move him down. He's big enough where you can move him down and put him on the outside shoulder of a guard in a three technique and have him rush the passer. You can move him inside or you can kick him out. He's big enough. Where he's got, look at him right there. You can see him right there. Darius Robinson, he's big enough where he's 290 pounds, I believe, coming off the edge. This guy can play edge. He can play the free technique as well.
Luke, thoughts?
I mean, I like it. Wolf just described him as a dog that gets to the quarterback from Missouri. So I'm just thinking Marcus Golden at this point, and I wouldn't be upset with that. But I also wonder if maybe there's a thought there that they are picking at 35, and there's still so many corners out there that maybe they feel like they can still get a pretty good corner here, whether they trade up a couple spots like you've been saying or just stay at 35. Whereas Darius Robinson, he was mocked to the Cardinals a lot, actually, with this pick.
A lot.
And the way this went, it seems like there's sort of a drop-off after him at the edge position.
Yeah, no, that was actually my first takeaway, is that as difficult as it is to peg draft picks in the second half of the first round with these mocks, I saw this name with the Cardinals a ton at 27.
Wow.
A ton.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
And raving about him. I mean, just absolutely raving about the physicality, the run stuffing, the ability. I mean, look, we talk about the need to bulk up on the offensive line. That is a two-way street, man, and you need to do it on the other side of the football, too. And I got no problem at all with the Cardinals taking an elite physical presence to plug the middle of their defensive line. None at all.
No, I'm with you on that, David. Honestly, I'm still coming down off the Graham Barton thing. I am. The fact that Graham Barton was selected the pick before the Cardinals were going to. But Darius Robinson, this is the one thing I know about this kid. He is a dog. And he loves to play the game of football. And does that fit the culture of the Arizona Cardinals and Jonathan Gannon and, of course, Monty Austinford and the culture they have built here? Yes, it does. So, to me, I'm okay.
I'm going to be okay.
It's still going to hurt. But I'm going to be okay.
It seems like you're saying that to yourself, to be honest.
I am. I'm trying to talk myself off the ledge.
All right, go ahead. We're going to take a break. I'll tell you before we take a break, the Chiefs have traded up into the spot. They've made a trade with the Bills. The Chiefs are on the clock right now. Mm-hmm. So when we come back, we're going to find out what the Kansas City Chiefs did as they moved up to number 28. We'll continue to react to what the Cardinals just did at 27. That's next here on Arizona Sports.
It feels like football is back, at least through this weekend. Draft coverage presented by Bud Light. It's the Arizona Sports NFL Draft Special.
All right, so we welcome you back to our draft coverage here on Arizona Sports. I'm joined by our midday team, Ron Wolfley, Luke Lipinski. I'm Dave Burns, co-host of the Burns and Gambo Show. And now the Chiefs are on the clock. The Kansas City Chiefs have made a trade with the Buffalo Bills. The pick is in. ESPN is in a commercial break right now. So when they come back, I presume we'll find out what it was the Chiefs felt compelled to come up and do this for. The Chiefs had the final pick of the first round at number 32. The Bills have received that pick, a third rounder, and a seventh rounder from Kansas City. The Chiefs are getting this pick, a fourth rounder, and a worse seventh rounder back. So the Bills, for the privilege of dropping four spots, pick up a third rounder and get rid of a fourth rounder. So they move up a little bit in the third round. And that's what's going on here.
What could the Chiefs, who just win the Super Bowl every single year, possibly need to trade up for?
Yeah.
Did you speculate? Off?
Yeah. Wide receiver? Xavier Worthy? Is that what you're thinking? Doesn't Buffalo need a receiver?
Yeah, you know what? That's kind of the surprising thing here is Buffalo is desperate for a wide receiver.
Yeah.
But the Chiefs certainly could use some help at the position. They always could use some help at the position, but...
You know, what's really interesting about that, if it is Xavier Worthy, who ran a 4-2-1, correct?
Just the fastest 4-2-1, ever, yeah.
The fastest ever right there. Isn't that interesting? We lost Tyreek Hill, and Tyreek Hill was that guy that went out there, and because he was so doggone fast, he impacted defenses, even when he didn't get the ball thrown to him. He impacted a defense every time he went out of the field because you had to account immediately. What are we playing? Back up. Whatever you do, back up. Give this guy some room, which creates space for other people.
Yeah.
This is what Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to do to some degree because he is a better wide receiver than Xavier Worthy. He's just not as fast as Xavier Worthy.
Yeah. We're going to play the Molly McGrath interview with Darius Robinson, the defensive tackle out of Mizzou that the Cardinals just selected, right after we find out what it was the Chiefs felt was so important that they needed to move up from number 32 to get. So let's go to the podium. And Roger Goodell looks like he's got a little bit of a crew with him on this one for the defending Super Bowl champs. Let's see what the Kansas City Chiefs are going to do here. We go to the podium.
Get that shit coming, man.
The NFL is proud to support the life-changing wishes that Make-A-Wish it grants. One important wish was requested by a young man by the name of Justin Laverne, who was diagnosed with renal failure at age 15 and received a kidney transplant from his father just last year. Justin's love for football and the Chiefs got him through those treatments. Please welcome Justin to the stage, whose wish is to announce the first round draft pick for his beloved Kansas City Chiefs. I'd like all of you to join me in cheering on Justin as his wish comes true. The floor is yours, Justin. Go get him, baby.
The Buffalo Bills have traded the 28th pick to the Kansas City Chiefs. With the 28th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the back-to-back Super Bowl champions, Kansas City Chiefs, select Xavier Worthy.
Xavier Worthy, wide receiver, Texas.
All-out speed is what makes Worthy worth drafting. He won't be the biggest guy on the field at 5'11 and 165 pounds, but he is a burner. Worthy set the all-time record for the 40-yard dash at this year's Combine at 4.21 seconds. And he is described as having a jetpack on his back after the catch. But with his small frame, he struggles to make the catch when contested and may struggle with the physicality of the NFL. Scouts believe he'll be a strong backup with the potential to become a starter. NFL comp, Bears receiver Darnell Mooney.
This 2024 NFL Draft Player Profile is brought to you by Bud Light.
They just showed Worthy's 40 at the scouting combine.
Yeah.
I swear he ran that in about six strides and it was over. stride, done.
They should have to slow it down so you can see him actually on the footage.
It's like, did you even run? I didn't even see a stride there. So that explains, Luke, what the Kansas City Chiefs felt compelled, a wide receiver for Patrick Mahomes to throw to.
I mean, he made so much sense for that team, but then they got Hollywood Brown, and he still made so much sense for that team. So now you got this team that's just, yeah.
Guys, I can't get over the fact that, once again, you know, he's the fastest man ever at a combine, including Tyreek Hill, the fastest man ever at a combine, running a 4.21. The Chiefs went out and got him.
Don't you just?
They went out and got him and brought Tyreek Hill basically back. Only his name is Xavier Worthy.
Does part of you wonder if the Chiefs, when they're making that pick, are like, okay, if you guys don't get it,
sure,
we showed you the formula, we'll just take him again.
I mean, to a certain extent, yeah, it's like, okay, we know more about this than you do,
yeah.
And if you're really going to put us in a position to be able to do this, fine, we'll do it. We'll take him. The Cowboys pick is in. I think I have time to get this in. I want to play Molly McGrath, who is doing the interviews off of the stage at the draft. She caught up with the newest member of the Arizona Cardinals, the defensive tackle Darius Robinson. This is that full interview from ESPN.
You have your hometown here. You have people from your high school here. Yeah. How surreal is this full circle moment for you?
Yeah, this is an amazing opportunity, man. I really want to thank the Arizona Cardinals for believing in me. Just really excited for this opportunity. Got all my family and friends here to support me, and it's time to go to work.
What will your versatility bring to this Cardinals defense?
It brings everything, man. I told them in my interview, just line me up. Let me get my cleats to the ground and play fast. I'm going to be violent, keep my hands inside, and play hard as I can.
Hometown kid headed to Arizona. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you so much.
Oh, he used Jonathan Gannon's favorite word. He used his favorite word. I got to be violent. And we should have seen this one coming a million miles away if he's going to start using the V word like that, right?
You know what? The good news is I think this kid is going to go out and play with that kind of physicality right there. Once again, coming off the edge. You could see, too, David, he's long.
Yeah.
He's got long arms, right? And this is a guy that is going to be a force, hopefully, coming off the edge. Now, once again, you can move him inside. We got to go to the
podium. Let's go to the podium. Yep.
Spot. Here they come at 29.
With the 29th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Dallas Cowboys select Tyler Guyton, tackle, Oklahoma.
Tyler Guyton, offensive tackle, Oklahoma.
After beginning his career at TCU, Guyton transferred to Oklahoma in search of bouncing back from multiple injuries. Sadly, he was once again injured at Oklahoma. He started 10 games each season during his 2 years at Oklahoma. He's a relatively inexperienced tackle in this year's draft who could be molded to fit any system. Guyton's strength is in pass protection, as he's 6'7 and has a 6'10 wingspan, and has the body control to become a human roadblock. NFL Comp, Seattle Seahawks tackle, Abraham Lucas.
This 2024 NFL Draft Player Profile is brought to you by Bud Light.
My apologies for that. I hit play when I shouldn't have on that to cut off the end of that. Oh, it didn't? Okay, good. Then never mind. You didn't hear it. It didn't go out on the air. Tyler Guyton is the 9th offensive lineman taken in this year's draft so far with 3 picks to go. The 8th tackle to go. No, I'm sorry. The Arizona kid to the 7th tackle.
Okay.
Right. And then 2 interior offensive linemen to go. But 9 offensive linemen with 3 picks to go so far in the draft.
Wow.
It's almost like it's an important position or something. Somewhere Max Starks is screaming at his radio.
I had seen somewhere where the Vegas line, the over-under was 9.5 on offensive linemen in the first round, and the over was the heavy, heavy favorite. It was like a minus 180. So, like, the odds-on favorite would be that there would be 10 offensive linemen taken in the first round of the draft, and we are getting close to that, very, very close to that.
Okay, so here's something right now, a little heads-up on pick number 35, which will not happen tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Ron Wolfley reported.
Exactly.
It sounded like you were speculating.
It's not going to happen tonight, pick number 35.
I'm having so much fun. Let's just roll right into the second round. Let's just go.
Right now, it'd be very interesting to see if the Arizona Cardinals might draft Zach Frazier, the kid from West Virginia, at center. There's a guy that a lot of people thought might actually be drafted late in the first round. I don't think that's going to happen, but if it does right there, here's a guy who is a center from West by God, Virginia, who will blow your face off, literally.
Don't they have a song at West Virginia that you tend to sing?
Yeah, well, yes, okay, I do, but I'll do that tomorrow for you
Thank you.
Once I bring that up. Here's a heads up. Once again, build on the line of scrimmage. Build on the line of scrimmage. Now that you've got Marvin Harrison Jr., it's time to address that line of scrimmage with Monty Ossenfort. He loves doing it, and because of that, get ready. Could be an interior offensive lineman at 35.
We've got 3 picks left in the first round of the draft, and then we'll take a break for tomorrow. So three picks left here, and then so we're 5 picks away from the Cardinals being on the clock again.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, 5 picks away.
I like it, David.
So I'll go through. And unfortunately, your guy that you just mentioned, your West by God Virginia player, is not on Mel Kiper Jr.'s best available now.
Mel doesn't know everything.
and no, he does not. I'm only using him as a reference point. I'll go through the names of the players who are on Mel's best available list, just so we can get kind of a general guide of what might be available 5 picks from now when the Cardinals when the Cardinals make their pick tomorrow. The Ravens are on the clock. I'll just mention this real quick. Cooper DeJean is number 1. Jerzon Newton from Illinois is number 2. Nate Wiggins is number 3. Kool-Aid McKinstry is number 4.
Oh, boy, Kool-Aid.
So 3 of the top 4 players on Mel Kiper's best available list right now, 3 of them are corners. And we're 5 picks away from the Cardinals making another selection.
I got to tell you, David, I love that. Kool-Aid McKinstry. Really? That guy is a dog. And They already got one dog in Darius Robinson. I wouldn't mind to see that as well.
Yeah. Luke, I'm sorry. Were you going to say something?
This is dangerous that Wolf and I now want the same player, so I'm just trying to see who picks 34th to take him from us. New England. New England picks 34th.
New England's going to be the one to break both of your hearts tomorrow.
This guy would be okay as well, David. I mean, Zach Frazier, once again, just saying.
The way he wears the eye black is very doggish. Yeah, that's right. It's very doggy-like.
I'll fight you to the ground.
Let's go to the podium, see what the Ravens do.
Take it down.
With the 30th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Baltimore Ravens select Nate Wiggins, defensive back, Clemson.
Nate Wiggins, cornerback, Clemson.
Wiggins is one of the most sought-after corners in this draft for his elite speed, his instincts as a playmaker, and his scheme versatility. He's got the height, the length, and the ball skills to threaten receivers. He has the natural abilities to become a top-tier corner in the league, but one common knock on Wiggins is his inconsistent run defense. Scouts believe that's more of an effort issue than an ability issue. NFL Comp, Jaguars corner, Tyson Campbell.
This 2024 NFL Draft Player Profile is brought to you by Bud Light.
All right, so that's the profile for Nate Wiggins. There is one corner who is off the board. We'll recap what's going on, and we will finish up the first round of the draft. All of that with Luke Lipinski, Ron Wolfley, and me, Dave Burns, as our draft coverage continues here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. Stay with us.
Who's picking for
Arizona?
It feels like the NFL is back. Draft coverage presented by Bud Light. It's the Arizona Sports NFL Draft Special.
All right, welcome back to our draft coverage, our midday show. Luke Lipinski, Ron Wolfley. Wolf, of course, the color analyst of the Arizona Cardinals, and we are burning the midnight oil on this one here on Arizona Sports. We really appreciate you staying with us throughout this first round. I've said it before, I will say it again. Today is my favorite day of the sports year. I love doing this. I love our draft show. I think it's one of the best things we do around here at Arizona Sports, and I just love it when we all kind of come together and do this. And the three of us now are taking this thing home. Two picks left on the board. And then we're done with the first round. But doesn't mean we're done with the show, because we are anticipating a visit from Cardinals GM Monty Ossenfort, and I would encourage you to stay around for that. Let's go to the podium, see what the 49ers are going to do.
With the 31st pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Ricky Pearsall, wide receiver, Florida.
Ricky Pearsall, wide receiver, Florida.
Pearsall flourished with the Gators and absolutely flashed at the combine. He reached 42 inches on his vertical jump, which was in the 97th percentile of all participants. He's got great body control and the footwork necessary to make his routes look crisp and clean. He also knows it's important to catch with his hands, and he demonstrates that on the low passes, pulling them up off the grass and tight into his chest. One area that scouts could knock him for is that he's not a true burner. He's got speed, but he isn't explosive, which means that his technique has to be precise if he's to succeed at the next level. NFL Comp, Texans wide receiver, Robert Woods.
This 2024 NFL Draft Player Profile is brought to you by Bud Light.
All right, three things for you guys. First and foremost, go Aztecs. Corona del Sol wide receiver, Ricky Pearsall. Number two, the second player in this year's draft who started his collegiate career at ASU and ended it somewhere else. Sorry, Luke, I just had to bring that up.
Appears to be a good path to the NFL. Start at ASU and then leave and end up in the first round. Thanks.
And then number three, the Carolina Panthers have traded up to number 32. The Bills have traded out. The Bills have traded down for the second time this draft.
Wow.
And the Carolina Panthers, I believe, have moved up from the first pick in the second round, yes, the first pick in the second round to the last pick in the first round.
You can move up. It doesn't mean you can draft C.J. Stroud. That ship has already sailed.
Okay,
here.
But honestly, Carolina. Why are they moving up into that? Okay, they want whoever this guy is, they want this player for the fifth year, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
For the fifth year.
Yes.
That's what they, now, who could that possibly be? That's very, very interesting right there, David. We're going to find out here momentarily, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. And Aaron, yes, absolutely, if you need to, as we're just kind of coordinating all sorts of things behind the scenes here. So the Panthers have about 5 minutes on the clock. I said I would do this. I'm going to do this. First of all, any reaction to Ricky Pearsall, by the way? I skated right past that. Luke, both of you. Luke, let's start with you because I know you're the ASU guy here.
I mean, he's a great player. And San Francisco's another one of those teams where you're like, do you really need another player? Like, don't you have enough at this point? But, I mean, I think he's a really good fit there for San Francisco.
Brandon Ayuk trade?
Right now.
That's what I'm wondering.
No, right? For me right now, I'm thinking to myself, man, that's a great 11 personnel package right there. You got George Kittle as your tight end. You got Christian McCaffrey as your back.
Jeez.
Okay, and now you got three wide receivers named Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, and Ricky Pearsall.
Yeah, and a really good defense.
So what do you think? Is that pretty good right
there?
That's
pretty
good. Man, I'll tell you what, that is really, really good. And they also lead the league for the most part in 21 personnel, 12 personnel. They use a lot of power personnel groups. Of course, Kyle Shanahan. I love watching the 49ers play because of that. They do everything. They get into 21 personnel. They get into the eye. They'll go ahead and run zone reads and RPOs. They'll do it all. I love watching them play because of their offensive scheme. But this gives them an 11 personnel package that is special.
The Bills have traded the 32nd pick and a 6th rounder to the Panthers for the first pick of the 2nd round and a 5th rounder. So they basically moved up a round this year from the 6th to the 5th to drop one spot in the 2nd round. So that the Bills went from the last pick of the 1st to the 1st pick of the 2nd.
What could the Panthers possibly look at and say, I know they're not saying they're one player away, but what could they really look at and say, we have to
okay.
get this player?
That's great. Who's the next quarterback?
I looked.
Did you look? Who would be the next
quarter?
One?
Spencer Rattler.
Spencer Rattler.
Could you imagine for a second?
Did the Arizona Cardinals do it? Yes, they did, as a matter of fact. Right?
They did,
Josh
yeah.
Rosen?
Yeah.
And then Kyler
they
Murray.
They hadn't traded everything to take Rosen number one overall, though. That's.
Well,
I don't think Carolina can do that.
It's interesting.
It would be. That would be quite the way to cap off the first round.
All right. So, and once again, I feel compelled to repeat this now. With the Panthers pick in, we'll go to the podium as soon as it comes up. We are 3 picks away from the next Cardinals selection. This Panthers pick, the Bills, and then the Patriots. Both of those are tomorrow, and then the Arizona Cardinals. And I'll continue to beat this drum a little bit. Best available from Mel Kiper Jr., 2 of the next 3 players on his list are corners.
Wow.
One of them is Cooper DeJean. One of them is Kool-Aid McKinstry. Those are 2 of the 3 best available players.
Would it make any sense for Carolina to say, we have to get a corner right now and we're going to trade up? I guess they didn't give up that much.
But, they gave up a 5th and they got a 6th in exchange
so
to move
fine.
Up one spot.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm compelled by what you guys had to say about the 5th-year option element to all of this and kind of what role that plays in how this is going to go down. We're going to find out because here comes the commissioner to the podium. Let's see who they want to have that 5th-year control of potentially. Let's go to the podium and find out.
The Buffalo Bills have traded the 32nd pick to the Carolina Panthers. With the 32nd pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Carolina Panthers select Xavier Leggett, wide receiver, South Carolina.
Xavier Leggett, wide receiver, South Carolina.
Leggett is a physical receiver who can go up and fight corners for the ball. Scouts say he needs to work on his route running and sometimes can be a bit predictable. He did show some above-average speed at the combine when he ran a 4.39 40-yard dash. NFL comparison, former NFL receiver Kenny Britt.
This 2024 NFL Draft Player Profile is brought to you by Bud Light.
7 wide receivers taken in the first round.
Well, there it is.
7. Wow. 7 wide receivers. 6 quarterbacks. All right, we're going to take a break, right? And then we're going to come back. Is that what we're doing, Aaron? Okay. We're going to take a break. Monty Austin Ford is speaking right now at Cardinals headquarters. I believe we're going to get him on the phone as soon as he's done talking to the reporters there. So when we come back, we'll probably have an opportunity to not put a bow on this necessarily, but certainly give some thoughts on the draft. So everybody kind of gather your thoughts on what we've seen now that the first round is done. And certainly we'll preview the second round as well, which starts tomorrow at 4 o'clock. So let's take time out. When we come back, our draft coverage continues. Ron Wolfley, Luke Lipinski, Dave Burns, burning the midnight oil with you. We thank you for staying with us here on our draft coverage on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.